So this is our second year where we organise care packs, or like something similar to the shoebox appeal, where the boys prepare a shoebox or a Christmas gift bag and they put in all types of little gifts or, you know, necessary items for the residents. And we decided to do it up at Willowbrook because it's literally just on our doorstep. And I got the idea from Care Pack, which I had signed up for a few years ago actually with my own kids. And then when I started last year in Pat's, I was like, oh, maybe I'll just do something with the boys. And then I was thinking, well, why do you have to go all the ways and drop one to Killarney or Killorglin or whatever? So we decided we would just do it up the road. So St. Patrick's School kind of teamed up then with Willowbrook Lodge. And the Care Pack is a kindness initiative, really, where all the students or any member of the public will provide a little box, and it's just to have something to give to the residents on Christmas morning. Because it was when I dropped it that time a few years ago, I remember we met a nurse at the door and she was like, oh, thank you so much. And she said, I hate working Christmas morning, she said, here, because sometimes residents get nothing and they have no family or friends visiting them and they have nothing to open. And she said, these can make an awful difference. So we decided we would just do it up the road. So it's a short walk from St. Patrick's College or school. So it just made sense.
I think that's really special, Liz. Yeah. And I suppose as well, when it's so local and being able to say, like, you might know some of the people as well, and being like, look, we just want to give a little bit of kindness this time of year.
Yes. And we all kind of know someone that probably has been up there. And we know, you know, one of the boys, his mum works up there. And we all know a lot of nurses or even residents as well, which is nice. So it's more meaningful, I guess.
Really, really special. Evan, I'm going to start with you. And you were obviously taking part in the Care Pack as well. What was your initial thought when you found out about it last year and, you know, getting involved with it?
Yeah, I suppose I thought it was a nice idea, like, because, like Miss Lynch said, I'd know a few people up there, like, you know, and some people don't have anyone. So we just thought it was nice. This year I teamed up with a friend of mine. We did one together. So it was nice that way, to be able to, you know, you're not just doing it on your own, like, you know. But I think it was a lovely idea, like, really, you know.
And it doesn't have to be that complicated either, Evan. Like, it's just a few necessary items that we kind of have every day that is useful. Like, I assume something like toothbrush, deodorant, you know, socks, things like that.
All that. Like, it's not, you don't have to go crazy with it. Like, there's nothing going to be breaking the bank. It's just something nice and thoughtful, like, you know, so they get something, you know. So it's just little trinkets, you know, maybe a nice little hat or a little scarf to keep them warm. Doesn't have to be anything crazy. It's just something for them to have, really.
When you get a present on Christmas morning, I suppose we take it for granted a bit. We just expect them. But what does it mean to you that someone's actually gone out of their way and thought of you and picked something, thinking of you?
It should make you feel loved anyway. Like, you know, it should make you feel like there's someone there for you. It's nice when you get a present on Christmas morning.
Connor, I'm going to go to you as well. So you obviously took part in it as well this year. What did you put in the box?
I threw in a few sweets and shampoos and deodorants and a bit of clothing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Very important now. What kind of sweets?
I threw in a few Lindors.
Oh, nice.
A few Haribos and a few Skittles.
You can't go wrong with any of those, can you?
No.
So putting that box together as well, again, it takes thought and consideration. So, like, when you handed it over, did you feel like you actually made a difference?
Yeah, I felt very good myself for handing it over, because I know if someone now on Christmas morning would be able to wake up and have a present.
Will you think about that now on Christmas morning when you're opening your own gifts? I wonder what that person's going to say.
Yeah, I probably will think about it.
Yeah,
it'll be nice to know that someone else is having a nice time as well.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what kind of, is it male or female residents that you get, or is it kind of just, you kind of leave it all kind of gender neutral what you put into the box?
Yeah, you just throw in something that both genders would like, maybe. So just everyone likes sweets. So.
This is true.
And chocolate.
For sure. And Ethan, I can't see you now at the moment because we have screens blocking us, but tell me what you popped into the box.
I teamed up with one of my friends and we put biscuits in, chocolates. We put
Did
in
you have magazines?
Oh yeah, we put in a word search.
As you say, it's a Castle Island and it's community, and obviously you're in the local school and it's giving back to the community, Ethan. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, and what does it mean to you being involved in the initiative?
Oh, I thought it was very good just to give back to them, like, and just, like, you know that they have something on Christmas morning to wake up to, and they'll be happy as well, like everyone else.
And how do you feel now that you've taken part?
Oh, it's very, very happy with it, yeah.
Yeah, and is it something that you could see yourself doing in a few years and maybe showing the initiative to other schools around the county?
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Yeah, for sure. And Liz, if I go back to you, it's that whole thing as well of maybe it's an idea for other schools, like you say, to team up with their local nursing homes and, you know, put this initiative forward as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, my initial thing was to sign up for the care pack, like what I did a few years ago. And then you get allocated ones throughout the country. And then on post, I think you can deliver for free for up to 1 kilo. And my ones were actually over because a kilo can add up very quickly. Yeah. So I had to drop.
Especially when you have sweets and stuff.
Yes, yeah. So, and the, you know, all the toiletries and stuff, they add up very quickly. So I had to, I dropped mine to Killarney while I was going anyway. But then I thought, what? There's no need, like, we, you know, there's other people probably in Killarney maybe dropping them to Willowbrook. So it didn't really make sense.
Mm.
And so we decided we would just go up the road. The boys walk up. I couldn't actually get into my office. Honestly, there was that many. I originally was like, you know, there was a load of boys out sick the last couple of weeks and everything. And so we were down maybe a few that compared to last year, I thought. But then I was like pulling people out and I was like, okay, get another five people, get another five people. And some boys were going up with, you know, both hands and arms full of them.
So literally, how many did you have in the end?
Oh, I lost count. I literally couldn't count. I, honest to God, like I could not get into my office. When we went up, they just, the ladies above were just astonished and we were shoving them under the stairs. We were shoving them onto trolleys and
that's fab.
Yeah, we took up the whole office area and we were trying to move boys in and move boys out. It was fabulous. Like the boys made such a beautiful effort and their parents and everything. It was just beautiful. And again, like the boys said, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It's all just about the thought and the meaning and the sentiment behind it. You know, sometimes we can overthink these things and be like, well, I don't know, is it going to be a male or female? Maybe they don't like shower gel. Maybe they like, you know, prefer this shampoo. It doesn't matter. It's just the thought that somebody actually went to the effort and wrapped this and put it all together. And you can feel the love and energy just by looking at them, the thought that went into them.
And isn't that what Christmas is all about? Yeah. You know, I suppose we kind of get really fixated on the cost and the expenses of Christmas, but really it is about being there and showing a bit of love to one another.
Absolutely, yeah. And it was just, you know, it was a case of going down to Mr. Price, you know, three or four of them could come together. Obviously, we have a lot of siblings in the school as well, so they would have teamed up and brought in. Some people might have donated to other shoebox appeals, and obviously we wouldn't expect them to bring in another one or put any pressure. It's not about putting on any pressure, it's just about the meaning and the sentiment and coming together as a community. And what better way than the school that's literally down the road? So we all have those kind of care homes and residents in our local community, so I would suggest everyone to do it. It's really easy and it's really lovely and it's
special.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And am I right in saying that you played a tune for them as well or made some sort of noise?
Yeah, some of the boys, like we couldn't even fit in delivering the presents. So we had to get a lot of them out. And then a few of the boys, there's probably 10 or 15 of them, they stayed on and they played some lovely Christmas carols.
That's lovely.
Sang a few tunes for the residents, which was lovely.
And what were the residents' reaction? Were they happy?
Yeah, they were lovely, yeah. And the nurses and all the workers up there, they were blown away by the presents and they were, you know, they were like, oh my goodness, how am I going to get through all of this stuff? And, you know, they straight away, they're like, oh, such and such would love that box now, because she could see the items in it. So they know their residents.
They know them inside
somewhere.
Out. Yeah, they really, really do. Yeah. Evan, what does it mean to you to give back to the community?
Yeah, look, it's very important. Like, you know, we're all part of the community. Like, there's a lot of people who help us do our day to day. Like, there'll be a lot of people we'd know up in there probably who've given us help over. Some people have grandparents, some people have parents, nurses working there. Like, so it's important to give back, just, you know, to show gratitude, really. To the community.
Yeah, and Conor and Ethan, as young men now in here in Kerry as well, it's important to show that ethos that you're actually there for one another as well, and you know you're there for your community.
Yeah,
for sure. Liz, hopefully next year it'll be even bigger and better, and maybe a few more schools will kind of get on board as well.
Definitely, it would be lovely, and it's very easy to. All I did was call them up and said, "Would you be interested in this?" And they were like, "Absolutely," and here we are, set 2 years in. So just contact your local care home or whatever is in, you know, could be a daycare centre that could be in your town as well. Everybody needs something, and it's just a lovely way for us to show our gratitude and how grateful we are. We're lucky we have everything we need, so why not pass it on?
Yeah, and we take things for granted too.
Absolutely, and we could be in that position in years to come, so it'd be lovely that someone else is thinking of us.
I'm very, very chuffed with you, lads. I just think you're incredible young men, and you know, hopefully now that you set the tone for a lot more people here in Kerry as well, and to you, Liz, as well, for doing the initiative with the lads.
Yeah, and I just want to thank all the boys who are amazing, and all the parents as well. The effort they went to was unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I can now get back into my office, which is good.
Lots of decorations, I hope.
No, exactly.
And you're finishing up tomorrow, is it, lads?
Today is the last day, thank God.
Because they're so wonderful.
Well, lads, best of luck, and best of luck with the new year as well and everything like that.
Thanks very much.
Well, thanks for having us. Thank you. Have a good Christmas.